All right, now they can hear me. Sorry about that, folks. We're determining if we have quorum. We need 28 homes represented in order to vote on anything tonight.
And then do you need to count your proxies? Or
I had 14.
14.
We're four short. I've called everyone I knew to call. Sorry, folks, Zoom keeps dying on me. I don't know why. We have is Rosa, what is what is your address?
3233 Elizabeth N.
3233 Elizabeth Ann
Lane, yes, sir.
Okay. Huh? I do. I got Tracy Fowler's as well. So we can add Rosa from 3233 Elizabeth Ann Lane. So we're what, three short?
Two or three. I'd say let's just go ahead and have the meeting, and then we're going to figure something out to make this count.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we're too close to. So it'd be different if we had.
Yeah. Say what? I know who you mean, but I can't remember his name.
No,
later. I'll take it late.
Okay. If Becky did do that process,
Becky. Yeah. It'd be nice if Vince was here. That would be another one we could have for quorum.
Vince, where's Vince?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
You just did. And I apologize to those on Zoom. The Zoom keeps dying on me. I don't know why. It keeps losing its connection. So this has been interesting. So, okay. Let's go over here. So welcome to the 2023 Owners Association of Bradford Park, Inc. annual meeting. The first thing on the agenda is call to order and introductions and quorum verification. So I call to order the meeting at 7:06 p.m. For those on Zoom, it died exactly at that time. So I'm sorry about that. It's something I can't control. I'm Keith Lindsay. I'm board president. Molly Salzwedel, our vice president, is here, and so is Joe Gaines. Vince Falcon is not here. I'm not sure where he is. Now, with the introductions out of the way, do we have quorum?
Let's count one more time.
I got 14 plus me. That's 15.
16.
18. 19. 20. Well, 20, 22, 21, 22.
Are all separate homes?
Oh, no, same home.
Okay, so you're just one home.
Just one home. It's one home, not different people.
We're one home kids. I will have a proxy for you tomorrow.
All right.
We'll take that. I think Vince would do a proxy for me.
I'll call him. Okay. He probably won't do it for me, but he might do it for you.
I think he will. And then Rosa, you said something.
Oh, yes. 3233 Elizabeth Ann Lane. She's in the chat. And I don't have a proxy for her.
Okay. If she would send a proxy.
That's 23.
She has four, so that would make 28, wouldn't it?
Yes. So we did it.
Barely. Alvaro, that's the guy. So we're gonna have quorum, but just barely and kind of bending the rules slightly. So
no, we're just gonna accept the proxy tomorrow.
All right, he'll accept the proxy tomorrow. So I'm gonna turn it over to Joe, and then he'll do his thing, and then I'll come back.
Okay.
I'm Joe Gaines Goodwin. I think I've probably talked to all of you before. Thanks for showing up tonight. One of the items we review the 2022 annual meeting minutes, which we had just in this very room about a year ago. So I'm going to summarize it. I don't think we have to go through every line item. The significant event was Vincent Falcon was reelected to the board. You might remember he had, how many proxies did he have?
He had, I want to say 62.
That's good politicking. So anyway, so this is an example where not just the board approves the 2022 minutes, but when you're done reading them, I'll ask the whole room if you approve the minutes from last year. Does anyone have any questions about the minutes, or are we ready to vote?
And they're also on bphoa.info under the 2023 tab, and then under that, under AM for annual meeting.
All right. If no one has any questions, let's have a vote to approve the minutes. Aye.
Aye.
And is there any opposition? Okay. So that motion passes unanimously. All right. And then I'm going to do this in a different order. I meant to have manager report.
Let them know on so they can follow.
So we're going to do the manager's report next, and then that will conclude my talking, and then we'll have Keith for the rest of the night. So the most significant item with the financial report is the balance sheet, and so we're very well funded. We have $91,000 in the regular checking account and about $30,000 in the money market account. And so we have a little bit north of $121,000. And so that's an excellent financial position. What that translates into is it would be highly unlikely to have a special assessment for some disaster because we have a lot of money in the bank. So. And then the other reports you can look at, they're mostly how are we doing compared to budget. But the last report out of those four is the variance report. And it says 12-month income statement with annual variance estimate. I'll let you guys get to that one. So this shows all the money collected and all the bills paid in 2022. And so if anyone ever had a question about that, now the budget that you're looking at is also important, but for now, these are 2022 numbers, and it's just so handy to have them all right there. You know exactly what the money collected is and what the expenses are. So if no one has any questions about that, then we'll go to the budget. So this is the 2023 approved budget that was approved by the board late last year. And it's small print, but basically what it shows is $170 a year is the annual assessment. And that's in the upper left-hand corner. I'm going too fast.
So this is the one I'm looking at now. That's the 2023 budget. We have it here. All right. I need to say that a little bit. The more things you're in the budget. That's it.
And so where the money comes from is 278 units times $170 per year. So that gives the HOA about $47,000. And then where we spend the money, you can look at that. And we I would have to get the actual number. So budget numbers, now you can see it on Town Square. That's an update. That's an up-to-date report.
Basing a budget on a projected number and not what we are.
I understand. So that's how we do it, because we're pretty good about collecting money. There's really nowhere to hide in terms of if you owe money to the HOA, we get the money. So and so we allocate 100% collection, because that's basically what we do, unless there's some other circumstance.
Well, isn't so, sort of the next to last column of 2022 actual?
Yes.
Does that answer your question, Mom?
Right. Well, so it was the 18,000 that we did not collect in the 47,000.
So I have to go back and look. You remember the billing was a little bit challenging because, right. So there's probably some people that haven't paid, and I have a report that shows that, and the board will tell me what you want me to do in terms of collecting that. But we send letters every month by mail, and we have penalties, but I don't think that Bradford Park exercises those penalties. So we'll probably have a lively discussion to see how we want to handle that. So, but we do have enough money for ongoing business, but we're not collecting 100% because of the billing. We didn't get the information from the previous company. They never did give it to us. So we kind of had to start from scratch.
Yeah, 6 months of late nights.
Right. Okay, and then does everyone know what Town Square is or use Town Square? Okay. No? Okay, so Town Square is wonderful. All this information is on it. The notice of the meetings, announcements, you can pay your bill. I mean, if you're just paying.
Bulletin board for the HOA, right?
Yes, but even more than that, let's say neighbor's dog barks all night, you do a Town Square request that goes straight to me and to the board, and they're like, okay, Joe, what'd you do about this? And so I have to take action because all eyes are on me, and I do. So, and if you need to know how to get on Town Square, send me an email, and I have an auto reply that will give you the information. The critical thing is you have to have your account number, and if you don't have it, I'll look it up for you.
Also, the board gets copies of that stuff too. If you send something, we get a copy too.
And it only asks you three questions when you register an account. What's your last name? Don't get more information if you can make a mistake. What's your zip code and what's your account number? And then it sets you up and you're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that is going to conclude my portion. So I'll turn it over to Keith and the board to give the board report.
Okay, board report.
Well, just kind of a state of the union, whatever is going on in the neighborhood.
Well, I wanted to let everyone know, first thing first, I wanted to thank Molly Salzwedel. She's been instrumental with doing all the social media stuff and also planning all the activities for the last year, actually over last year. And she's
not available to run for the board for this next term. And so I wanted to thank her publicly for everything that she's done. She's been amazing. Matter of fact, I'd like to give her a big round of applause. If you're willing, then we could really use the help. Also, some notable things that have happened in 2022, part of it went into 2023. There was a mailbox that on Bradford Park Drive near Elizabeth Ann Lane that was broken for almost a year. And we talked about it on the board, matter of fact, in our November 9th board meeting. And we decided that we would write our local congressman to see if we can get that fixed. Through a number of emails back and forth, what we found out, and by the way, all of this is on bphoa.info, is that the congressman's aide, Stanton Bain, contacted me and said that the post office told them that they could not fix that mailbox because, you're going to love this, because the HOA is considered a nonprofit corporation, and since it's a corporation, corporations have to repair their own mailboxes out of their own pocket. And so I ended up talking to a lady in San Antonio with the post office, and I told her, I said, "This, when did this start?" She says, "Well, it's been a rule for the post office for several years, but they just started enforcing it in September of 2022. Oh, that was lots of fun. But she says, "How many mailboxes are broken?" I said, "One." She said, "Could you send me some pictures?" So I did. And she said, she asked her boss if they could fix it for us, and they did. So even though the congressman's aide, Stanton Bain, told us that they couldn't fix it and sent me a nice letter that's, again, on bphoa.info, we got it fixed. So that was good. That's a good one. That's a feather in our cap. And again, I want to thank Molly for spurring me to write that letter to the congressman so that we could get this whole thing rolling. Yes, ma'am. So let's see what else. We had 3-0 for the first time in I don't know how many years. And Molly, again, she did all of that. We've had instead of in previous years, we've only had one board meeting a year. Last year, I think we had five. So that's more than we've had in previous years. We're supposed to have one a quarter. I like to have them about every 60 days. And the reason for that is it makes the board meetings go shorter. And we also stay more clued in on what y'all need. I talked to, I don't know if anyone here is in favor of dissolution, but we got the newsletter, which again, Molly was in charge of that. She's done some amazing stuff for us. And we got the newsletter, and I've been writing some articles for the newsletter about dissolution. It's all on bphoa.info. But the gist of it is that the common area that what we called it from Andres Way to Donnell Drive on High Country, the HOA does not own that. That is owned by the city of Round Rock. Now, we have to find out, and we haven't done that yet, we have to find out if there is an agreement between the HOA before we got on board and the city for us to maintain that area. And if there isn't, then we may see what we can do to get the city to start taking care of that. So, you know, maybe, but I don't know where it is. I've not seen one. So, and they may say, "Oh, we don't have that. Here, sign this." I don't know. So we'll see what's going on there. And that's pretty much it. It's been a lot of busyness. I've been maintaining bphoa.info in addition to Town Square for anyone that needed to find something or wanted to look at a document, or if you needed something for ACC, which, by the way, I'd like to mention Jamie Lotus, and I'd like to thank him publicly for him and his ACC committee. They've done an amazing job the past year. Also, they've been doing great with the Yard of the Month and the Christmas decorations. If you go to bphoa.info in the middle square there, it changes the graphic to the ones that won the Christmas contest. There's three of them. And so it does that. It's the thing of it is I'm not a web developer, so the image is a little skewed, but it's there. And with that, I don't really have anything else. Molly, do you have anything? You want to say anything as outgoing vice president?
I don't think I can prepare anything. There would be a speech that was required.
No, I just asked if you wanted to. If you don't, that's fine.
It's pretty casual.
We all love you, so.
Thanks for everything.
Thank you. Well, and I keep trying to stay on top of things. It's kind of a lot of work, but it's also rewarding, especially when someone says to me, thank you for all you do. That's like gasoline in the tank for me. So I love it when people tell me that. And I've had several people tell me that, so I appreciate it. And thank you, Mo. I appreciate you saying that. And with that, I guess we'll get down to the election of a new board member, since Molly's not going to be on the board anymore.
Right.
I hand it back over to Joe.
Okay. And we don't have old business or new business. We kind of just lump that in. So being on the board of directors is a big responsibility. Goodwin takes it seriously. And this is the purest form of self-government. Right now in this room, you're going to decide who you want to represent you on the board of directors. And I think that's wonderful. So the first item is, does anyone in this room want to volunteer to be on the board next year?
What are the obligations of a board member and responsibilities?
I think I would have a current.
Like I said, we generally have board meetings every 60 days. You'd basically be doing listening to people, responding to complaints, trying to fix them. That's what I do. Working with the other board members to get things done. Like I said, for me, I'm one of my pet projects is to dissolve the HOA, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to get what I want. That's up to the electorate.
I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah.
Communicating openly and trying to work through even the
Right, exactly. We want to work through differences amicably. You don't go behind the board, the other board members, and send something to Joe and not send it to everyone else. We don't play high school games. It's all for the neighborhood. We're here to make the neighborhood a better place as much as we can within the rules. So that's what we're about.
Lee is really great about somebody needs something, then we can communicate with him, hey, we can listen to them. Great about helping that kind of thing. We do a lot of facilitating help for other people in the neighborhood, just as well as creating generally positive.
Right. And, again, we try to follow the rules as much as we can to the letter. So that is, as long as you're good with that, and anyone can run. You've not been convicted of a felony, right?
Not in this country.
Okay, there you go. Then you're good. Then you're good.
No, the moral turpitude.
Right, that's a law in the state of Texas. If you've been convicted of a crime of moral turpitude, which they didn't define, you can't run for the board.
But it's even morals. Yeah.
It's not fine.
So I do want to say that we did a little bit of blood taking and to make sure at least one person would run to replace Molly. And we do have a person that volunteered, Paul Goldfein.
Paul Goldfein.
He can't be here, he's ill. He had something that he was going to present, but
I'm going to present for him if y'all don't mind. So I actually brought it up here so the folks on Zoom can see it.
So we do have a person, if you were just being generous and think, you know what, you guys are on the spot, I'll do it.
No, I haven't. I just asked some questions.
Okay. Well, so
the question to ask would be, what would be the average time commitment?
It's what you want to put into it. I tend to put a lot more than most, but then
in a month,
she's absolutely right. Towards the annual meeting, December, January timeframe, you're putting in more time towards major events like 3-0 and usually in October, right? Mm-hmm. You're putting in more time or planning for it and stuff like that. Yeah. You've got, you figure you've got a 2-hour board meeting every 60 days and then responding to homeowners' complaints as they come in. Yeah. He does. And I want to thank Joe. Joe's been great. He's been great with that stuff. He's been a great property manager. I really want to thank you. Matter of fact, let's give him a round of applause.
When you have a good board, it makes my job easy. Okay, well.
So I'd like to read this, what Paul put up here.
Let's do that. And then we probably are going to have to pressure for an answer because we're going to do it right now. You don't have to answer this second. But
yeah. So Paul, again, couldn't be here. He had back surgery, and so he's at home. He's actually on the Zoom call. And he prepared a statement. It's at bphoa.info and a video that I was going to try to show, but we don't have an HDMI cable for the TV. So I'm just going to read his statement, and it goes like this. He says, I would have preferred to be here in person tonight. However, I had back surgery a few days ago and am not able to walk for any distance or ride in a car. I am watching the proceedings, but the medication may make it difficult for me to give this my full attention. Keith has kindly offered to read my statement. My wife and I have owned our house in Bradford Park for 25 years this month. We raised our daughter in this neighborhood, and my wife recently retired from Forest Creek Elementary, where she helped many children from this neighborhood that were having difficulty by providing individual instruction during their early years. I am a retired U.S. Air Force and spent 20 years of my life working in teams and organizing efforts in order to achieve a common goal. I've used those skills in my professional and private life as a technical team member, manufacturing manager, and project manager. I also currently serve as vice president of a car club chapter with 1,200 members spread across Texas from Brenham to Midland and Killeen to the Valley. Although I've been acquainted with our neighbors of current or past board members, I've never felt compelled to run until this previous election. I saw the mismanagement that was occurring and felt it was time to step up and be part of the process instead of watching and doing nothing. I would like to bring the skills I've learned to the board so we can work together to build a better community. And that's the end of his statement.
All right. And that is candidate one, Paul Goldstein, and he is on the ballot because he returned the information by the deadline. Now, I'm actually going to ask everyone, is there anyone in this room that would like to volunteer to be on the board? Okay. Now, push comes to shove. Would you like to run?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. But you have to admit, it's a good process, right?
Yes.
If you wanted to,
you're here.
Okay. So then that means that Paul, we won't have an election. We won't use the ballots because he's the only candidate. And so he wins unopposed, or if you see this term, acclamation is a HOA term. It just means no one else runs. So he got on here by himself. And I did want to make sure, Molly, to reconfirm what you've already told me, you do not wish to rerun.
I do.
Okay, so her term has expired. And at the conclusion of this meeting, then Paul will be on the board and Molly will officially step
in. And again, thank you for everything you've done.
Thanks. Okay, that's it. Keith, if you want to do homeowner open forum.
So we're at homeowner open forum. Complaints, compliments, critiques, anything you all got? Yes, ma'am.
Were you familiar with that property on?
2616?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
The people that manages it, is there any way to, I mean, is it up to us to make them better, or do we have to turn it over to the city?
Well, what we've been doing, because our documents only allow us to send letters, we don't have fining capability within the HOA.
Do they ever correspond with you?
Joe, they corresponded with you.
What was that?
2616 Andres Way.
It's
what was the problem? A mess?
Yeah.
It's a mess. Well, the people moved out. It was a young man, Rachel. And I think they left without the management knowing. And I tried to contact the people. I called the office number, and they said, well, you have to wait. I mean, you had a 30-minute wait on the phone. Just the talk to somebody.
Well, if you're trying to get a hold of me, use this number.
No, it's not the wrong.
The property management of the home that it's because it's owned by an owner who rents it out.
That's really owned. So just send me an email. Chances are I've already done that. So we drive the neighborhood every 2 weeks and we write violations. We probably put numerous. I think the record is one house, like 14 violations. Maybe it's that one. Okay. And then the city of Round Rock gets in.
Well, what we go ahead.
Previous summer, he had trouble understanding the two-foot trash to the street and we picked it up. And when they were cleaning up the interior of this house, well, the bay, this was the day before yesterday, different bags of trash all along the fence line that makes them even look like it. And I know that fence is doing it, so it doesn't have pants. Yeah.
At what point is that a code enforcement issue of unsafe habitation?
You know, they can come out and determine if they'll take care of it or not. They don't want to come together, and I guarantee you.
They actually have a online form. You don't even have to call them. You can fill it out, tell them the address. You can even send them a picture, and they will come out and put a door knocker on, and they get a week to respond. If they don't respond, then they contact their legal at the city, and they will contact the owner. And if the owner still doesn't take care of it, then they will come out, take care of it, and bill the owner. And trust me, that's not cheap.
And they do address things in fact. They have before.
Yep. So I'll
city.
That's what I've been doing. The reason being is we send them a letter just for our purposes, but I believe you sent something to me because I've complained about that property before. Mm-hmm. And since they took over last year, they had 21 violations. So yeah, that's why I started reporting them to the city. Now I will tell you, on that property, I did report them for their fence, their grass, and the tree that was hanging over the sidewalk. They went through the whole process with the city of Round Rock. And one day I went by there and someone was building a fence and the lawn was mowed front and back. And they trimmed that tree to 11 feet like it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
that was the city. I'm almost certain of it. Mm-hmm. So we tell them about the bags in the back. And if we have a picture, that's better. But if we get a picture of that, and I, if you want to, you can send it to me, or I can come over and lean over your fence and take a picture myself, and we'll get that taken care of.
Open the gate.
Or open the gate, whatever we need to do. Now, if it's already bagged up, what we might do, I mean, we could sit there and wait on the city to do something like that. But I know that I have room in my trash bin every week. And so I can always grab that stuff, throw it in the trash, and then get rid of it week by week. Oh, that's not. I thought it was all backed up nice like. Partially. Okay, well. Yeah. Let me, after the meeting, get with me. I'll come by and look at it and see what we need to do. No, you're not. There are standards within the HOA, okay, within the subdivision. And if someone's not meeting the standard, then we need to know about it. Yes, sir.
So I know you and I have talked about this before, but I got a fellow that's going to come out and do the fence on the side of my house. It just needs to be redone. So is that a, one of them there things?
That ACC request?
It's a repair.
Yeah, it's a repair. You just go ahead and get it done. The only requirement is that it be made of wood.
Oh, no, it's going to be all.
And if you stain it, it has to be a wood color or like clear lacquer or something.
But it'd be the same color because right. That stuff fades. And so you eventually have to go get you some, what do you call stain to get it back to what the color was, or go to black.
Well, as long as it stays wood color, whatever wood color is, you're good.
So, okay, so I don't need to get you.
Don't need to, and the reason is because it's a repair, and it's going to look like you did it before. That's not a change. Architecture control committee said it was to be in.
It was cheap when I bought the house. They had to finish. This is a little bit better quality.
Right.
It's still the same.
Right.
I don't want you to come around and put my panel on the roof. I have to replace my roof. Not that other one. They threatened to take me to court and everything else. Oh, yeah. I didn't even approve on it.
And I told you at the time, don't worry about it.
This is really, I had put the roof on already. I didn't put the day. I said, you better agree with this. Very much. But the roof had already been done. But the man put the shingles on the roof. He put, you know, he said, people are kind of swiping stuff right now. So you might put it on the ground. I said, that's fine. Well, the guy, you know how, like, you know, come he came through and he said, you didn't get permission. And so.
We went through that with the previous property management company, and in last, let's see, was it 2021? I think it was. They required us to have a separate ACC committee, and Jamie Lotus volunteered for that, and so did two others, Alvaro and I think it was Elaine McGuckin. And so they're the ones that are on the ACC committee, and we asked them, you know, because ACC is like the most powerful committee in the HOA, period, at the end. And we asked them, do you guys want an ACC request for every little thing? Or if something's just being repaired, do you want it, you know, just let people do it? And they said, unless it's new or changing something or changing the color of something, they don't care.
So that's going to be new.
Well, it's a fence. It was the fence was
a replacement.
Correct. It's a replacement.
That's it.
You're not changing the design or color or anything like that.
No, you can't. You're going to have a big dead spot on your dress. Because I wanted to bring any clothes in my house. He said, no, they'll do that because you've got a big old dead line in your yard. And I said, I don't know that. Just put it in there. So
I can't put up a fence between me and
Actually, you can. They changed the law last year. They changed the law. And we had to pass on the board a policy, because we have to have a policy on it, for fences in on the side, visible from the road or in the front yard. It's on bphoa.info. It has to be made of like metal or wrought iron. And it has, if you like electrify it, there's rules for that. It's all in that policy, what you have to do. You can do that. That you would also need to submit an ACC request for. But if you want to do it, you've got the money to do it, by all means, do it. Now, here's the thing. My sweet wife and I, we've been here 23 years, and we wanted to put a patio out back because all we had was that little slab right out the door. And so we put in an ACC request, and we got that done. I don't know, about a month ago. So
I did have to get that. I put a patio cover over my house. I put all the specs, trust me, and put everything slope, everything color. They will approve it all in three or quick, real fast.
Well, we've got 30 days according to our documents. The ACC has 30 days to respond to any request. And if they don't respond, then it's automatically approved. Mm-hmm. So they've got 30 days to approve. Well, they're good. I'm telling you, Jamie and his committee are amazing. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. No, but what I would recommend is you contact, I think it's 811, to see if there's any buried cables or anything where you were looking to plant a tree. Right. They will come out and mark it for free. And then you can know, you know, if you put in a tree, because the tree's got roots, and if it goes down, hits a water line or hits an electrical line or something, that could be bad. So yeah, 811 is what you want to call. We don't care. I mean, as long as you're beautifying the area, just, you know, make sure that if it goes over a road or sidewalk, ground rock requires 11-foot clearance.
One thing that 811 does not do is water and sewer lines. They will only do the cable and the electric.
Okay.
City and on my hand, and they'll come hard to plug.
Well, I was told it could cost, and then I had to hire somebody outside the city.
Really?
Yeah. But now that was 12 years ago. Generally, when I've dealt with 811, if you're in the city, which you all are, they will at least add the city to the call. Mm-hmm. So
we can ask the city directly.
Yeah.
It cannot, we have, it's like a roadmap. You know, if they want it.
For my tree man, just call
Samantha. Yes, ma'am.
I'm wondering if there's any way to impose a limitation on companies purchasing homes purely for
rental.
I
don't know that we can do that. I don't think we can because of state law. I don't think we can do that because it goes against a homeowner. What am I trying to say? Yeah, homeowners' rights.
There's something going on right now with either the state government or federal government, where they are trying to prevent overseas purchases of land in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to work, because you just get a straw buyer. Yeah. You hire somebody that does citizens and I'm going to go through you, but you've got to buy this property because you live in America. Mm-hmm. Right. Or the great shell company.
Well, I will tell you, at last time I went through and counted the number of properties that were owned by, they're owned by owners that are not on site. I call them off-site owners. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was, I believe, 73 out of 278.
So about a quarter.
A little bit more than a quarter, I think.
They can do Section 8.
Yeah. We had several.
Oh, that's a Section 8 house?
It was.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, we got if you do have a lot of renters, it can be friendly, but you can get some really good renters too.
So much concerned as about people who rent as so much the people who are purchasing the homes for rent, because what we're seeing now is the large companies that are purchasing multiple homes, mm-hmm, and renting them out, which drives up the prices.
Yes,
younger
renters.
And you know, it's just,
we could afford to buy house we bought.
We got incredibly lucky when we purchased our house.
How long y'all been here?
3 years.
3 years.
So it's becoming a problem now for younger people that they can't afford to buy homes because the prices are skyrocketing. And it's mostly because you've got these investment firms that will buy 300 houses at a time and rent them.
Pricing, middle America has it.
Well, Texas is very much big on homeowners' rights.
Absolutely.
And so I don't know if we could pull something like that off. We could ask the attorney if you want.
I think, you know, if it's a person who owns like one home in addition to their primary residence and they're renting out that other home, you know, that I don't know if you're right. Because at that point, you know, you're just trying to make a good extra income. It's when you get to the point where you are clear